Let me bring in Washington Post columnist and MSNBC policy analyst Ezra Klein. We're also joined by the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine, Matt Welch. Good morning to both of you. And Ezra, at a time when Mitt Romney is trying to pivot to the general election to appeal more to moderates, to independents, do you think any of these statements could be a problem for him and his campaign?
Not particularly. I mean, I don't think it looks good that he's getting more specific in private fundraising rooms than in public, but I don't think anything he put out there was a very big deal. In fact, to some degree, I think there's a lot of smoke here, but not much fire. What struck me about his statements in private here was that given the size of the tax cuts he's put out, which are in the multiple trillions of dollars, nothing here would come anywhere near paying for them. Capping the mortgage interest deduction for the very rich, moving some of the functions of the Housing and Urban Development Agency, moving some of the functions of the Department of Education into other agencies. Not even clear you say save any money just by collapsing agencies together. He's got to be willing to cut very specific services that are being done by them, and he hasn't said that yet. So to me, actually, we didn't get that much more specific. It's not clear at all that he's got a plan for how to pay for the tax cuts he's proposed.
So Matt, does it look like he doesn't have a plan? And if he does have a plan, does he need to come out with it? Does he need to say in public what he's saying privately in some of these fundraisers?
What the nominating process has shown is that he does not have a plan. He has a plan to win the nomination. He doesn't have a plan to credibly cut government in any way. Let's remember how he has run. He, every day on the campaign trail, criticizes President Obama for cutting Medicare. He criticized Rick Perry for calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme, and he says that we've dangerously underfunded the military somehow. So he hasn't come up with any proposals that are credible to limit the size and scope of government. And by saying to a private room that he would consider doing something is hardly anything tantamount to beginning to formulate any kind of proposal like that.
We said he was at a fundraiser, so let's talk about fundraising because we got some new numbers this morning. The president and Democrats had their best month so far this campaign season. They collected $53 million just last month and put out a new web video. Take a look.
My name is Ryan Kaufman, and I donated $5 to the campaign.
My name is Tess, and I donated $25.
My name is Corinne Valentine, and I've donated $100.
Together, we raised over $53 million in March
to help re-elect President Obama.
Well, Ezra, certainly the trend line is going in the right direction for the Obama re-election, and 97% of donations to the campaign were $250 or less, which is obviously what that web video wants to put out there, and it's a good talking point. But when you factor in the super PACs, how tight is this race going to be?
Money-wise, I think it'll be fairly tight. But look, when you back up from this, I think it's always important to remember, Rick Santorum almost beat Mitt Romney with no money. And people didn't even know Rick Santorum that well, so in theory, he would have needed a lot more money to introduce himself. In this campaign, President Obama is going to have more money than any presidential campaign in history. And when you add in the super PACs, Mitt Romney may have even a little bit more than that. But they're both going to have plenty of money to trash each other on the airwaves so often that every one of us in the country wants to throw up. So when I sort of step back, I don't have a lot of concern that either one of them will lack the money to get their message out.
And yet there's nothing like free publicity, is there? And there is word we just got that the Romney campaign is considering an offer to be on Saturday Night Live, which brought back the Republican field one last time last night. Let me play that.
Can I admit something to you guys?
Sure, you're among friends.
Romney care is just Obamacare.
Duh.
There you go.
I knew it! I can't believe none of us could beat you.
And I can't believe it took so long to win. Hey, one more time.
It was always unpredictable, but in the end was right. This campaign was the time of my life.
You know what, Matt? I got it when, you know, Barack Obama went on SNL. He was amazing. It even really did help Sarah Palin. You know, it doesn't hurt you usually to be self-deprecating. If you're the Mitt Romney campaign, would you tell your candidate, yeah, go on. It could be good for you. Loosen you up a little bit.
Hell yes. They're gonna take every opportunity to go on MTV and play a saxophone, if that's still in play, which it probably is not, thank God. He needs every possibility he can to attract the independent voters who are fleeing like in droves from both parties. Right now, independents are 40% of the electorate, self-described as in terms of their affiliation, and they are probably going to determine this election as they have been the several elections prior.
Matt, Ezra, good to see both of you. Thanks.